A Fayetteville LGBTQ advocate and Fayetteville social justice theologian will speak at a New York City broadcast forum on spiritual violence hosted by Queer Virtue, the New York City Anti-Violence Project, and Trinity Church Wall Street, based in Lower Manhattan. Reverend Elizabeth Edmond, an Episcopal priest who is a queer theologian and author of Queer Virtue, is facilitating the free virtual forum.
We're calling it a courageous conversation, and this is part of a series. The Anti-Violence Project is celebrating its 40th anniversary year, and in honor of the 40th anniversary, AVP is hosting a series of courageous conversations that have to do with AVP's work historically and issues of concern to LGBTQ people, particularly around violence and surviving violence.
In this case, spiritual violence, sometimes referred to as religious abuse, can occur when someone uses spiritual or religious beliefs to hurt, scare, or control an individual. Reverend Edmond, who lives in New York, has roots in Arkansas, tracing back five generations. She'll be among nine diverse presenters, including Reverend Clint Schneckloth, pastor of Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Fayetteville, and Lisa Stewart, a trans activist with NWA Equality, also based in Fayetteville.
And so we have two audiences for this, queer people who will be interested in the topic of spiritual violence. And with Trinity's involvement, we expect that there will be a lot of faith leaders who will tune in as well. Because of that, we envision this being a two-part conversation, with the first part addressing questions around, like, what is spiritual violence? And why does spiritual violence, why is it the weapon of choice for people who are opposing gains made by LGBTQI plus people? And why does it hit queer souls so hard? That's the first part of the conversation. We'll talk about that for about an hour. Then on the second week, we'll gather faith leaders who will ask the question, given what we heard last week, what should faith communities be doing, both to end the epidemic of spiritual violence against queer people, but also to address the wounds that spiritual violence creates.
Part one of Courageous Conversations, Naming Spiritual Violence and Its Impact, will broadcast starting at 5 Central Time, Thursday, September 23rd. Part two, Courageous Conversations, Spiritual Violence, Stopping the Violence, Healing the Wounds, will broadcast the following Thursday, September 30th, again at 5 o'clock Central Time. Registration is required for the free forums via the New York City Anti-Violence Project. We have a link at our news site, OzarksAtLarge.com.